Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you. So connect with us today.
All right, let's get on to matters in the Timaru area and the closure of the Smithfield Meatworks in Timaru, resulting in the loss of 600 jobs in the area. Nigel Bowen is the Timaru District Mayor, and he's with us right now. Nigel, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
Yeah, sorry to hear about this. That's a big hit, 600 jobs in, I think, a provincial city of 50,000. Am I right with that population?
Yeah, bang on. So the whole district's 50,000, so sort of one in 100 affect, or directly affected, but, you know, hundreds of jobs and you know, hundreds of families. So, yeah, it's a real real hit for us.
So it's a certainty now that there will be a closure, the jobs will be lost. Can you update us on the latest?
Yeah, certainly. So they're in a two-week consultation period, so another week to go, and then within a week after that, so about the 18th of October, workers will hear the fate of the plant. You know, being realistic, the chances of it remaining open are slim to none, I would have thought.
Slim to none, okay. In your understanding, Nigel, what has caused this? Because those works have been there for 139 years, intergenerational workforce, and I guess you'd think that that could have gone on forever. What's happened?
Yeah, look, you know, I grew up in Timaru and my father was at the other freezing works for 40-odd years and, you know, we've been a town of two works. But it's not the only time we've had these, you know, rumours. I think you've had, you know, declining sheep numbers. You know, people talk about land use changes into carbon forestry. Yes, that's true. But, you know, we've had lots of land use change, you know, into dairy as well. And that's, you know, benefited the region as well. So, you know, that I think, you know, decline of breeding ewes is about a million, you know, roughly per year. There's lots of factors, you know, that have, you know, put pressure. And I think if it wasn't this works, it would have been another work somewhere. And unfortunately, we really need to watch this space across the country and look at, you know, the effect of policy changes with central government, you know, and that flow down effect as well. Not blaming government, there's lots of factors in this, but, you know, changes around carbon forestry, what pressure does that put on, you know, incentives for land use changes, which ultimately affect jobs, you know, workers and communities.
Because stands of pine trees don't require much labour, do they?
No, and that's the challenge. And it's getting that balance. You know, people are chasing money. I can understand that's tough financial times for, you know, those with land as well. So it's a real balancing act. But I think we have to think all those things through, you know, if we want to have a thriving New Zealand.
What does it do to Timaru, though?
Yeah, so we're quite a diverse, you know, sector. We've got other large manufacturers. We've got a, you know, large couple of large Fonterra plants, large manufacturing base. So, you know, we're waiting for the consultation period to end. But at the moment, the focus is around, you know, redeployment. What jobs are there in the district and similar industries? Because obviously we want to keep as many people here as possible. So the focus now is on how best we support individuals and families.
Do you think the area can absorb the workers and other?
Yeah, I'm the ultimate optimist. So we're hurting now, but you know, I've got a target that in the, you know, a year, you know, 2 years, we can certainly build back from this. So yeah, I think we will. There'll be some hurt and pain in the short term and medium term, but we will bounce back from this.
And what can you do as a local body, I guess, and you as a leader in the community? There'll be some people who'll be finding it tough after this, certainly on the money front, right? Economically.
Yeah, very much so. And so we had a meeting with the two local MPs, MSD, our local chamber and economic development agency and sort of multicultural agency as well, just around that initial response. So workers that have been affected, there's already an early response redeployment service set up through MSD, so they can contact MSD anytime. Mm. That deals with, you know, anything from CB assistance, you know, one-on-one consultation, financial assistance, and what other opportunities are out there. So there's a lot of support already in place. So if there's anyone affected, the best one to call in the first instance is MSD. And those immigrants, et cetera, can work with the likes of Multicultural Iraqi and some others to get support.
Yeah, just going back to the forestry or the use of land for forestry, sort of flipping from sheep and beef historically, I see that the Forestry Association is saying that that has nothing to do with the closure of the Timaru plant because forestry has decreased in the last 20 years as well. So it's a kind of a multi-causal picture, is it, really, in the end?
I agree with that. I think that's going to be a challenge into the future. But, you know, we've had declining sheep numbers for some time. It's not, you know, new growing up. I remember, you know, we were 80 million and sheep and now we're under 20 million bred.
Incredible, years, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, it's changed and it's been driven by economics as well. You know, you understand that people want to make a buck out of their land. So it's a real balancing. But I think that's, you know, the key one when, you know, economics drives us one way. You know, we've got to give some thought to all those affected by each and every sector. So not easy, but, you know, if we've got government, you know, giving a good thought to that and what does that mean ultimately for communities, that's going to be helpful as well.
Yeah. So final decision, I think you said on the 11th, but...
It's the 18th. So 18th. So 21 days total, so 2 weeks of consultation, one more week, and then a decision.
But I think you said before... Probably no chance of it staying in
operation. No, that's it. Look, and there'll be redundancies paid out and that sort of thing. You know, there'll be some people that will just, you know, retire. Mm. But we believe the majority of people working there are sort of in that age bracket, 20 to 40. So, you know, so people with families, some dual incomes at the works as well. So they'll be, hit... Mm. Significantly. So, yeah, look, some real significant challenges in the early days. And, you know, as a community, as a, you know, country, hopefully we can support those workers as well.
Nigel Bowen, Timaru District Mayor, thanks for coming on this morning, Nigel, and good luck with it all.
You've got a bit of work to do there. Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
All right, Nigel Bowen, Timaru District Mayor there.
RCR is on a mission to revive honest media. It's a good mission. And now you can be an integral part of it by joining the RCR Foundation Members Club. Receive exclusive benefits only available to club members, including discounted merch, your backstage pass to join the host for interactive behind-the-scenes discussions, and the popular daily curated news summary, RCR Bites. Delivered to your email inbox every weekday morning, keeping you on the pulse of the news that matters in just a few minutes per day. To find out more, check out www.realitycheck.radio/members or click the FMC button on the bottom right of your RCR app.